SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. We have with us Dan Miller this morning. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here. Beautiful morning, beautiful week.
What a beautiful weekend.
Oh, overall. Yeah, the weekend was awesome. Man, I tell you what, that was like a Chamber of Commerce kind of day there, they say.
Absolutely.
Know? And beautiful, beautiful weekend.
This is the kind of morning I just want to sit out on the deck with a cup of coffee and enjoy the morning.
There you go. That's right.
So
that's right.
It is absolutely beautiful. Amy Shipley with us as well. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Aaron.
How was your weekend?
It was nice. I got to pick my first batch of rhubarb, made some crisp.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Always do that once a year.
Is lambing over?
Lambing. We had one pop up yesterday.
Oh.
We got a little late guy. He was there blatting his head off, and I looked, and there he was.
All right.
Yeah. So, no, it's not quite over.
Boy, spring on the farm is kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh,
full
boy.
Of life and
yeah.
All kinds of
all
stuff.
All sorts of surprises.
Yeah.
You bet.
All right. Very cool. Well, nice to see you both. It's a beautiful day, and I hope people can enjoy it. So.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. The six numbers every rural business owner should know. Okay, Dan. What's this? Are we playing lotto here or what?
There you go. Well, no. You know, that's one thing that we never make that be somebody's financial plan.
Yeah.
Or retirement plan.
Lotto.
Yeah, lotto. That's that would be the last
I'm gonna
ditch.
Have to revamp here.
That would be the last ditch, you know, plan.
Okay.
But I guess you always keep that one way back
okay.
there.
All right.
You know?
All right.
But you know, Aaron, if you're a business owner, you know, we like to ask the question for folks, you know, what does it take for you to retire comfortably? And oftentimes we hear that answer, well, I'm really not sure. And that's a lot more common than you think that we hear that answer.
Yeah.
You know, most rural business owners do understand their revenue. They know their busy season, their margins, their equipment costs, you know, but when it comes to their personal financial picture, oftentimes there are gaps. And that's one of the things that we talk about is the retirement gap or the, you know, value gap.
Mm-hmm.
And today we wanted to walk through six numbers that every rural business owner should know, because when you understand these numbers, it does help that decision get a lot clearer for you when you're looking at closing that retirement gap.
Okay. Clarity. Again, with the clarity, we've talked a lot about clarity. So
absolutely.
This helps it become clear. So
absolutely.
All right. So, Amy, number one.
Number one is how much are you spending every year? Not your business expenses, but your life expenses. And what does it actually cost to run your household each year? You know, a lot of people will guess high or low, or they really don't have any idea how much they spend on their personal business. I was just thinking while we were talking about Sam Walton, how much do you think Sam Walton spent on his personal business, right? Drove an old truck and wore some old coveralls every day. But then
we'll think about Warren Buffett.
You know,
Warren Buffett lives in the same house he has since forever, you know.
It's pretty remarkable.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So you really have to kind of get a handle about what you're going to spend every year. And like we brought up these examples, there might be somebody who can think they need $150,000 a year, but actually maybe they only need about $80,000 or $90,000 a year. So you kind of have to get a handle on what your personal expenses are. And you don't want to underestimate what they are because the business is picking up a lot of the tab.
Right.
Well, that can be kind of sneaky. If you're just using your business to pad your personal life, the number drives everything, especially when you're looking at retirement planning.
So annual personal spending, yes, Dan.
Well, no, I was just going to jump in there. You know, we see this all the time. It's very typical, of course, for the average business owner, small business owner especially, you know, to run personal expenses through the business. I mean, you know, name me one small business owner that hasn't done that or doesn't do it, you know.
Right.
And I'm not saying they're, you know, deducting every one of those on a tax, you know, deferred basis or anything, but utilizing, you know, their business accounts to cover some of their personal spending. And so, you know, I say you just got to be careful with that because, A, you can, you know, misrepresent what's the business really doing. And also you can misrepresent how much do I really need to cover my personal living expenses.
Absolutely. Okay, so annual personal spending, what's the next business? What's the next number, Amy, that we need to...
Number two, the most important number to think about is your business profit. And that's a little different than revenue. Revenue is what you bring in from your sales every year, and it can be quite large.
Yes.
But profit is reality. Profit is what you have after you've spent, you know, your expenses. And example, you could do $1 million in revenue and still not create meaningful, purposeful, personal income. Another person might have $400,000 in sales, and they could be incredibly efficient and have a real big profit. I just think about my grandparents. You know, they didn't make a lot of money, but they spent very, very, very little, and then they amassed a large amount of wealth by the time they retired. So, you know, your profit is important. It tells you what the business gives you, not just what it generates.
Yeah.
Good. And then number
three. So that's good information. Not what you make, but what you spend or something. Is that
well, attitude? What you have at the end. Yeah. I mean, that's it's not what you make. It's what you get to keep.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three is what, Amy?
Number three is your net worth. And this is everything that you've built on paper. So your components of a net worth statement include your business value, your land or your real estate, your investments, cash, and then in the other column, it's less your liabilities. But it's not just the number, it's where it lives. So we've seen, you know, 70 to 90% of net worth tied up in one place. A lot of times that's a person's business or their land.
Sure.
And that's not wrong, but it does introduce some risk. And it means your liquidity is quite low. So if most of your net worth is in one asset, what does that mean for flexibility?
And Aaron, I will tell you, you know, in the studies that I've done through my SEPA training, you know, they estimate that 80% of business owners have over 70 to 90% of their net worth tied up in their business.
Wow.
You know, so when that is the case, you know, like Amy said, it does hurt the liquidity side of it and flexibility. And it also, you know, if one of the goals is to sell that business one day, you know, you have to look at, do I have a business or a really well-paying job where all my, you know, net worth and I'm, and the business is 100% responsible, you know, I am 100% responsible for the business. So what does somebody have to buy? And so again, they kind of all tie together. So it's, that diversification is hard for business owners, but if you can diversify a portion of your net worth away and out of your business, that's often very wise to do over the long term.
You bet. So what you spend, what your business produces, and what you've built. First three. All right. We're going to talk about six. So, Dan, let's get into the next six. So what are the next three numbers that we need to be looking at?
All right. So number four would be what we refer to as stability and risk, and also which relate, or that's the kind of the theme for the next three.
Yeah.
So number four is liquidity. You mentioned it there a minute ago. You know, how long could you operate or live without income? And again, that goes back, do you have assets outside of your business or within your business that are liquid? You know, definition of liquidity is cash plus accessible funds, not tied up in business or land. You know, often emergencies happen. And for businesses, you know, it could be during a slow season. And I want you to think about something like comes out of the blue like COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID was so hard on so many businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, you know, I think Warren Buffett said, you know, what happened during COVID was we saw who was swimming naked. And the idea was, you know, the tide went out because business stopped.
Yeah.
And the people that didn't have the liquidity, we saw who was swimming naked. And it was very, very tough on a lot of businesses.
You bet.
And I hate that for businesses, but that's how important it is to make sure that you have some liquidity to take you through those slowed times. Also, people have health events. You know, they say disability for businesses and for personal people cause more bankruptcies than anything. Because, you know, in a disability situation or a health risk or a health situation that causes a short-term disability, you know, the business goes on, you still have to eat, you still have to pay your house, your mortgage, all those things have, but the person that's usually the breadwinner or whatever, either in the business or even personally, you know, is unable to do that. So disability, you know, can really be a tough thing. And so again, liquidity causes that breathing room. I mean, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. What about debt, Dan?
Well, you know, not all debt is bad. And I truly believe that, but debt has a role. You know, I look at debt as a tool. You know, debt gives you leverage, you know, but it has to be used correctly. It has to be used, you know, within, you know, the limits that it is productive debt. You know, it's growing something for you. It's doing it. Because Aaron, you know, I want you to think about every company out here. I mean, you name them. I don't care what company of the names of the companies that you would recognize. Every one of those companies utilized debt in some form at some time.
Right.
Because debt gave them leverage. You know, no company that is the size of, you know, I mean, just name one, Apple, Exxon, whatever, was built without some debt at some time. And maybe they sold bonds, maybe they borrowed money directly. So debt is a tool, but it's got to be utilized correctly. You know, and so an example is, you know, you can have two owners that can have the same debt. In other words, they can owe the same amount of money and they can have very different stress levels depending on the structure. You know, again, is that debt bailing them out or is that debt investment for them? You know, so again, debt is a tool, but you just need to know what is that debt structure. So that number five is debt structure. Those are just six numbers, or that's one of the six numbers you got to know is, what is your debt and how is it structured?
All right. So let's talk about the sixth number, retirement and the readiness gap. What are we talking about there, Dan?
Okay. So this is what this kind of leads to everything. What we need to know here is, again, if you're a business owner and it's been, and your business has been providing you income and, you know, so that retirement readiness gap is what you have versus what you're going to need. So if, for example, let's say that you know, and we do these for people. I do this for people all the time, is we look at what are they going to need for retirement? Okay. And then they have a business over here. What's it worth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the difference between there is what they call the value gap. All right. The value, the difference between what your business is worth today and what you're going to need to retire, you know, well, that's the value gap or the retirement readiness gap, really are very, two things that you want to know. So some owners, you know, that are closer than they think to retirement really need to think about that. Is my business positioned in a way that if I am able to sell it or liquidate it in some form, will it provide the either proceeds from the sale of the business to fund my retirement, or can I position it in a way that it kicks off income for me to fill that retirement readiness gap? So you got to ask yourself, if you want to slow down in the next 5 to 10 years, is there something in my business that I need to change, you know, and need to fine tune so that once I get to retirement, it'll be able to fund the retirement I want?
Okay. Those are some pretty tough questions.
They are. And I will tell you that last one right there, it's multifaceted.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pieces to it. And that's the kind of puzzle that we help people solve is, again, what do you want to do in retirement? But then, okay, and how are you going to fund it? But if I have a business out here, is my business ready to fund that? Am I going to have to sell it? Am I going to have to position it so it kicks off income to me if I maybe sell it to my kids or let my kids run it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things, you know, and it's tough for business owners. I'm a business owner. You get so caught up in the day-to-day that projection and looking forward, that working on the business time often gets set aside.
Certainly.
But that's why, you know, I believe you work with somebody like us that will help kind of give you that prompt to say, hey, we need to look at this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to do this planning.
That outside look that's not necessarily emotional, because there's some emotion tied to that as well. So
absolutely.
So, Amy, why don't most owners know these things that we've just talked about?
Well, I was listening to Dan. I was just kind of putting myself in his shoes and thinking, well, yeah, retirement 5-10 years out, that doesn't sound too bad. But yeah. What happened to the time? Oh, my God, where did it go?
That's
we've been
a good
so
question.
Busy.
Yeah. It goes fast, too.
We've been
it?
So busy, you know, running your business that all of a sudden retirement might be on the horizon. But you've pushed things back because you've been busy working and growing it and putting everything you have into it. So time is one of those things that takes the planning away. Two, you know, is kind of separation. All of our numbers that we have that we need to plan for retirement or planning to exit a business, they live in different places. We've got a CPA that does some numbers. We've got accountants. We've got our bank statements. So coordinating that can be a little bit overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is just avoidance. It's easier not to think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, I'll just do that tomorrow. I'll think about it tomorrow. Well, sometimes uncertainty feels a lot easier than clarity. And these things are incredibly common for people, especially, you know, in high-performing business owners that are putting all their energy and time into their business. But the longer it stays unclear, the harder those decisions can become and the quicker they might be upon you.
You bet. Avoidance. I can see a lot of people doing that for sure. So, so to put these four together for me, Dan, what do these numbers unlock when we are talking about these numbers?
Well, what we find and one of the things that we try to help coach, you know, business owners with is knowing these numbers will help them make their decisions more intentional. In other words, you don't want to be reactionary. You want to be intentional. And whenever you're intentional about these things, some of the steps that you need to take, risk hopefully will feel more manageable. Some of the conversations get easier with your family, with your team members, with your management team, you know, because it's not about perfection. It's about awareness. You know, look at the numbers. What would you change if you had clarity on all six of these things that we talked about? You know, that's a question to ask yourself, and that's a question that we often ask business owners.
Yeah.
Is what would you change if you knew all these numbers? So then the next thing is know the numbers. You know, in other words, take some practical steps. Pick one or two to start with. You know, again, the old, you know, the eating the elephant deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, you start with one bite here and one bite here, and that's what we help people do, and we have some software to help them do that. You know, pick one or two numbers to calculate. Use estimates. If you need to, you know, you don't have to have perfect data. I mean, what's the old saying is, you know, take a couple steps down the path and the journey's not near as long, you know, so even if you've got to, you know, take some estimates, you don't know perfect data, at least get started. You know, half the battle's just getting started on this.
Absolutely.
But I do believe that you need to connect these business decisions with your personal long-term picture as well. Again, what we're doing is we're calculating that value gap for your business to make sure that it'll fund your retirement in the long run. So, you know, you need to look at the personal side of it too. And, you know, progress comes from movement, not precision. And I truly believe that. And I've been guilty of that. You know, I talk to Caleb about that oftentimes. You know, Caleb is a great technician, and I feel like I'm a decent technician as well. And so we want to get everything exactly right. And sometimes I'm like, well, you know what? Sometimes we just need to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to know every single detail, you know, and that's hard when you are a technician and you want to make sure that you get it right, you know, but it is very important. So, you know, Aaron, these six numbers, they aren't about judgment. You know, they're about clarity. Again, there we are coming back to clarity.
Clarity.
That's right, because clarity leads to better decisions, and better decisions build long-term stability. I mean, I so believe in that.
Absolutely. So how can people be in touch, Amy?
Well, we're always happy to continue the conversations with business owners that Dan talked about. And, you know, a lot of people don't think that there's somebody out there to help them, that they have to do it on their own, but they don't. This is something that Dan and our business is specializing in, and we're really happy to start that conversation with you, even if you're not quite ready. Anytime you just put one step in front of the other, you know, you're making, like you said, the journey starts with one step.
Yeah.
So we're here to help you with that step, and you can call us at 712-623-5726. And we can provide some information on our website, which is milestonefinancialgroup.com.
I think it is great information because I think many times it seems overwhelming if you're doing it by yourself or don't know what you're doing, but you know you need to do something. Folks like yourselves can help people break that into the segments and work through it and have a meaningful plan and provide the clarity that we've talked about.
Absolutely. So, I mean, again, it's so important. I believe you hit it on a minute ago about having someone that's standing outside the forest to look at the trees with you. You know, that's so important sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Nice to see you both.
Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
You
very
too,
good.
Aaron.
Make it a great day. It's been Building Rural Wealth with Dan Miller and Amy Shipley with me this morning.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations. Got something going on? A bake sale, fundraiser, or can't miss community